Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey guys, what's up, and welcome back to another Coffee Talk podcast episode. Today I am drinking a Feel New tea. This is from Pukka, the tea brand. So it's a clean fusion of aniseed, fennel, and cardamom. It just screams spring to me. Everything about the box, the colors, the art on the box. It's like, I would say a 7 out of 10 in terms of the taste or the flavor of the tea. It's just like, I'm not a big licorice gal, and it has a little bit of a licorice taste to it. But if you add a little bit of lemon, it counteracts the licorice a little bit, and it's really good. I'm just feeling like I want to refresh, spring clean, you know. Let me know what you're drinking or what you're doing on the YouTube section of this podcast if you're watching it or listening to it there down below, and let's dive in. So today I have a little pep talk that I wrote to myself, but I'm going to turn it into a coffee talk for you today because I think it's a very valid point and a valid pep talk that needs to be said or it needs to be just spoken out loud. And it comes from this idea, and there's nothing wrong with, okay, I jump ahead of myself before I even get to the point that I originally wanted to make. It comes from this idea of, you know how we're always planning or plotting goals or thinking about the next chapter of life or making dream boards or, you know, curating aesthetics, if you will, depending on like how far you want to go into social media or just like Pinterest and such. And we're always aware of what other people are doing. We're always looking at the next step ahead. There's this quote that I actually started the year with. I posted it to Instagram, and I'll read it out loud verbatim so I don't mess it up. But it's this idea that, you know, we spend our whole lives looking forward to a certain chapter of life, and then you get there and we don't really absorb it or really bask in it. You know, we're looking for the next thing or we're wanting more. The actual quote itself was, I feel like I'm constantly worrying about the next part of my life without realizing that I'm right in the middle of what I used to look forward to. And I feel this deep in my soul. I felt this going into this year and just in general that I made presence my motto or my word of 2023 because I just want to be present with my life. I don't really want to reach for more, and something inside of me, it gets like anxiety thinking that, where I think it might just be the fact that if you were to tell people like, oh, I'm actually not trying to do a whole lot right now, I feel like that's just, it's not something that you would want to say to people, or maybe would get the reaction you were hoping for. It depends on who you say it to, actually. I feel like if I said it to a lot of the people that listen to this podcast or that hang out in my corner of the internet, that actually would be a very welcomed thing to say. Like, little subsection of the internet seems to be kind of like heading in that direction, this idea of like slow living or taking things slow or kind of getting back to the basics or whatever you want to call it. Soft living, if you will. But that said, there is still a perpetual notion that we constantly need to be looking for what's next, need to be eye on the prize, setting goals, moving forward, and that's just definitely not the case. And so I wrote myself this little pep talk the other day that fits into this, where I'll read you what I said and then I'll allow myself to kind of trail off, if you will. Please stop worrying, you're already doing the thing. That's not to say to stop trying, but just to say that it's in the trial and the error that you're growing and you're learning. And when we expect to have overnight results or master something immediately, it's like skipping over all of the good parts in the learning and growing. Like skipping to the end of a movie in sake of the story. You're already doing a great job. So my thought process going into this was, when I think back in hindsight of my own life, and I also see it a lot from people that'll either reach out to me or just, you know, just observing the world, that especially for people that suffer from low self-esteem, but also just in general, you don't have to suffer from low self-esteem for this, just to like, it can be hard to constantly expect more out of yourself or expect the best out of yourself. And when we expect that out of ourselves, and we especially expect it right away, we're very demanding in our day and age. We want something immediately. We take away all of the growth, we take away all of the learning, and we take away all of the trial and error. In hindsight, in my own life, when I struggled the most with my self-esteem is when I struggled the most to take the best care of myself. But I also know now with hindsight that I didn't have the proper tools. I didn't have the proper wisdom or knowledge at that point in my life to take care of myself the way I needed to. And it's part of the story. Like, I can't take that part of the story out. I can't go back in time, and I wouldn't now go back in time and give myself what I needed to take care of myself then. I wouldn't have grown. I wouldn't have learned. And through that is what led me to where I am today, to this point or this chapter of my life where not everything is perfect and it doesn't have to be, but this is still some of the days of my life that when I was little, I used to think about and dream about, and I just wanted that so bad. And so to be here and to be in it, to not take a moment, I'm sorry, I know I'm really like hand gesturing today, but like to not take a moment to sit in all that you've already accomplished, or to make awareness around the things you have in your life today that you at one point wished for or couldn't even fathom it because it seemed so far out of your reach or so far out of your grasp or out of your reality. To not take time to allow ourselves to recharge. If you think of us like batteries or even like plants, we need time out of the sun. We need time to recoup, to recharge, to allow our levels. If you're a sim on The Sims, we need to like let our little sim bars refill again before we can expect ourselves to be able to want to move on to the next chapter or to do well moving on to the next chapter. Part in there, and then it was the example of low self-esteem, is like if you were to immediately be able to snap your fingers and have healthy self-esteem overnight, I'm sure a lot of people would say yes. Maybe this isn't the best example, but I've struggled with low self-esteem in the past. If I was to have been raised with healthy self-esteem, probably would have never turned on a camera, probably would have never created my first YouTube video, probably wouldn't be sitting here today. It's a tough balance because I'm not saying that we should just not try and work on ourselves, or we should damper the part of our brains that's like, gosh, I just want to feel better right now, or I don't want to go through this hard thing, or I don't want to just sit and in the stillness of my life and just bask in it. That feels uncomfortable, and it can feel very uncomfortable. It can cause anxiety. It can make us feel like we're not doing enough. Again, especially in the modern day, especially with hustle culture, that you should always be going, you should always be doing, you should be 10 steps ahead of yourself. I mean, in theory, yeah, that sounds great. But in practice, I'm terrified of becoming 80 or 90 and looking back on my life and being like, oh my gosh, this is the first time that I ever stopped trying to look forward, that I ever stopped trying to reach forward or jump forward. I don't want to become old and then realize that I was always waiting for the next step instead of cherishing the step I was in. And it's hard. I mean, there are days where we have to look forward. There are days where we have to plan. There are days where we need to make sure that we're laying out stepping stones to go to next. And there are times too where the thing that's actually pushing us forward is coming from our past, coming from the things that we struggle with, the things that we're suffering with. And so I don't know exactly, I guess, what I'm trying to say with that. It's just more so that, can we hold space for all of it while also just staying fully present? Can we hold space for all of that and give ourselves the little piece of peace or permission to accept that we're already doing it? When we spend so much time making these dream boards of what our life should look like, it takes away from the vision that already is, you know? When we're thinking about what goals we want to achieve or what we want to accomplish or what we want to earn or possess or materialize in our life, in a way, it stems from almost like a scarce mindset of not enough. I'm going to detour here, but I promise it makes sense and it'll loop back into what we're talking about. But for the month of March, the book club read is The Psychology of Money. And chapter 3 is called Not Enough. And he specifically goes into a personal story, but also in general, he fluffs it out with good information about how when we come from this mindset of not enough, and it doesn't mean that you have to have a lot to feel like that you're fulfilled and you don't need more. To just be able to meet your basic needs is enough. Everything extra is icing on the cake. But the problem is, the more icing we have, the more we tend to want. And social media, or just being online in general, I'm going to take a wild guess, does not help with this either, because we can feel like we have everything. We can feel so fulfilled and then open up our phones and see something that somebody else accomplished or something that somebody else did or where they went or what they have. And then all of a sudden we're like, wow, I'm lacking in that area, because we see that as a mirror. And when we don't hold up next to it, we're like, oh, suddenly I don't feel like I'm enough. I don't feel like I have enough. I don't feel like I'm doing enough. If we actually can hijack that thought process, if we can stop that brain cycle or that thought cycle right in the middle of it when we catch ourselves doing it and replace it with the idea that we actually do have enough, if our basic needs are met, I have enough. Anything else is just amazingly extra in my life. It cuts us out of this need to always be looking forward, always be reaching forward to get to our 80s or our 90s and be like, I was always trying to fill a void that wasn't there, that was self-made, that was a self-construct of me assuming that there was anything missing or lacking. You're already doing it. Everything that you do in your every single day is it, you know? There is no practice round for life. There is no rehearsal, I think is the quote, right? Like this is it. This is life. This is the show. There's no rehearsal. You're doing it right now. And if you don't feel fulfilled, like if you genuinely feel like you don't recognize yourself in the mirror, you don't recognize your life, you don't feel that spark or that joy from it, which won't happen every day. It's okay to have days or weeks or even months, sometimes even years, where you don't feel the spark. It will come back. We can't also expect ourselves to feel sparked and joyed by our life every single day, because odds are we're avoiding obstacles in our life, which is not a good thing either. It's just finding that balance of like, okay, I feel like I have enough. I feel like I recognize the person I see in the mirror. I feel like I'm living by my values. I hold space for the complexity and the nuanced feelings of being a human being and doing the things we have to do versus the things we want to do, feeling like I have to look forward while also trying to be present. If we can do that, there's like a huge, tremendous power in that, because it allows you to be in full embodiment of who you are, of your life, both physically and mentally and spiritually, whatever you would consider spiritually to be, or maybe soulfully would be a better way to put it, so that you're not feeling or coming from a scarcity mindset or a lack mindset and needing to reach or always be looking for more. I mean, Pinterest is my favorite place to do this, to pull on inspiration. There's nothing wrong with gaining inspiration. The difference is the mindset, because I think inspiration comes from a place of, I am a creator. I am creating with the tools, both materialistically and also creatively or spiritually, internally, if you will. And I'm combining these things to turn my life into art. And sometimes we can like feel something, but we need to see it, or we can see it, but we need to hear it, or we can hear it or see it or feel it, but we need to do something with our hands to bring it into fruition, if you will. So that's where I think that inspiration can be a great thing. Like I said at the beginning of this conversation, I am fiending for spring right now. I need the hope of spring. I need the lightness. I need the joy. I just need that feeling of spring, because that's what's giving me a sense of hope. It's what's giving me a sense of that's pulling me forward. It's the hope that's pulling me forward. It's that little bit of comfortability with the balance of being present while also being a little excited for the future, or trying to find little hopeful moments for the future. That's a good balance, at least for me, and everybody's balance will likely be very different. But where that shifts into scarcity or lack is when we're coming from a place of insecurity, or we're coming from a place of we need to do huge things for people to take us seriously, or for us to feel like we're capable of being loved. Like, you are already doing the things. This is your life. You're already doing an amazing job. Stop worrying. Give yourself permission to own that and to feel that. And there's a very good chance that if you do from that place of I'm already doing it, you will likely attract more to you than coming from a place of I'm not doing enough. You're in your power when you come from that place. And also too, it puts the power back in your hands and out of the hands of others. And that can just be a mindless thing. I mean, when we feel like we're not enough because someone else seems better, that's giving somebody else a lot of power over you. I hate to take it here, but I'm sorry, guys. I know they're very overused coined terms, but I can't think of any other words to describe it. But when you think about like consumerism and capitalism, there are businesses, there are full teams that sit at board meetings and talk about all of the ways that we feel insecure and how they can hook into those insecurities to make you a consumer, to make you a customer. And so that, again, we have to hold space, like, without too much emotion around those things, and just be like, that's a truth. And that's a truth that comes from a system that businesses can only do well when you have a great big following or a great big customer base. And so that, it's a gray area. Life is definitely a giant gray area in the systems that we run in. But this is all just to say, it puts the power back in your hands to know that that's a truth, to know that there are commercials or, you know, articles, or, I mean, I'm talking like I'm back in freaking 2005 here right now. There can be social media ads, there can be models or influencers even, of the famous kind down to the social media kind, that, again, mindlessly or unmindlessly can hook into those insecurities and then make us feel like, oh, if we do this or buy this, or if we achieve this goal, or if we live this lifestyle, then we'll feel like we're enough. Then we'll feel like we're doing enough, that we can feel safe with ourselves or safe in our bodies, or feel like inspired by our own lives or our own stories, or feel like they're worth telling or living. Yeah, I just feel like this pep talk is all stemming back to the fact that if you just give yourself permission to know that you're already doing it, that you can always do more, but you can also always do less. And you can also always just be okay with how much you're already doing. And that, yeah, your life some days are gonna, it's gonna feel like art, and it's gonna come across in the way that you perhaps capture it or write about it or whatever your medium is in terms of pulling out the way that you see things, you know, that cycle of your life is happening, it gets filtered through your brain, your mind, your thoughts, your soul, and then you push it back out. And the things that you do with your hands, or the art that you create, or the music you listen to, or even down to, as silly as it sounds and like cliche and corny, but the down to the way that you make your coffee or you live your morning routine, you are already doing it. You are already a vibe, okay? Can I give you permission to say that? Am I allowed to say vibe here? I would say that to you if you were my friend. I would look at you and say, you are already a vibe. But if you're not a vibey person, then you're already doing it. If you struggle to do good things for yourself, if you struggle to see the beauty in your life, to see or feel like you're worth doing great things for, and great just being like taking care of your health, taking care of your hygiene, taking care of your finances, taking care of, like, just getting yourself to a place where you feel like you are living comfortably but optimally, you know, just living as, just taking care of yourself the way that you would want to take care of your main character if you were playing a video game. And I really wish I didn't use those words, because, again, another coffee talk I'd love to have is that it's something I've been talking about with my therapist, but I think it's such an interesting conversation, is like main character syndrome, where there's almost this like new narrative going through social media of like, you're the main character of your life, like everybody else is just a side character. And I hope that this talk didn't come across like that, because it's not that, you know, we're all main characters and we shouldn't just care about other people. There's definitely, again, nuance and a little side conversation to be had there. But it's just more so for people that do struggle or suffer to feel like what you're doing or what you have is already enough, or that you need to be doing more or having more. Or if you're suffering or struggling with anything right now, that is actually not going to be part of your own growth and your own learning. That will become part of your story. And it's just, if you were to sit down and turn on a movie, and it's the movie of, let's say, your life, would you want to just jump to the very end and skip the whole story? And you can't go back. You're not allowed to rewind and go watch it after you see the end. Would you want to just skip to the end and skip the whole story? Because no, right? Like, you don't want to get to 80 or 90 and be like, all right, finally, I'm allowed to chill. Like, because I know how it all ends. Because I know if I did enough by the time I'm 80 or 90... Just give yourself permission to know that you're already doing enough now. Even if you're not doing it yet, you've already done it. So just deep breath. Feel that, you know, embody that truth. Anyway, I'm going to finish up my tea and I will chat with you all. Jeez, that's how I know I've been talking for too long. I will chat with you guys all next week. Bye, guys.